if you read the report, you will see that the fact that the CDC called for a march of the rally, but that the rally spills onto the street, the nearby street, is what was unlawful. But they had a right to assemble in their own compound there, but they did not remain within the compound. And I think this helped to provoke a situation between them and the police. Unfortunately, you know, it got out of hand, and we have evidence that at least one person died.
But the CDC said prior to your commission's report that several of its supporters were killed, and you are saying one person died.
Yes, we heard, but the thing is we have no proof that more than one person died.
Sister, what did your commission or who did your commission find to be or what was the role of the police? Because we were told by the CDC people that the police fired live rounds into the crowds of CDC supporters.
Well, the police have claimed that they did not fire live rounds into the crowd. That is what they are claiming. So that part is still being investigated. But we do know that the police did fire, and that is the part of the investigation that is still ongoing.
Why was the police director fired? We hear he has been fired.
Yes, that was based on the recommendation of the commission, because from all indications, the lack of coordination and not being proactive fell to the police, and being the head, obviously, they had the greatest responsibility.
Did your commission find any evidence? Because we were told the standard bearer of the CDC, Winston Tubman, told VOA that he believed the police action on November 7th was intended to assassinate him and his vice presidential candidate, George Weah.
No, we have no evidence to that. We discovered no evidence to that.
So which way forward, Sister Lorraine? What did your commission recommend? Which way forward for Liberia?
I think we'll continue to seek the truth, because I think for reconciliation to truly be genuine, each one of us, wherever we are, each one has to face the truth, accept the truth, and to be able to move forward. So I think that is where our greatest effort should lie, in facing who we are as a people, where we've come from, and what we've done with ourselves, for ourselves, and where we've made mistakes, accept those mistakes, and then be able to put those behind us and then try to forge a better nation.